Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling in Memphis, Tennessee. What better place to be rocking and rolling? The place where Elvis got his start. Great city here in Heartland America. More, they call it Mid-South here. That's what they call it around here. A home of Elvis Presley's fame and probably the best barbecue in the world. And also Owen Brennan's restaurant, which is the best Cajun New Orleans food you shall eat outside of New Orleans. In fact, I've eaten a lot of food in New Orleans. It wasn't as good as what they have there. I'm sitting in front of a new friend. Susan Mueller is here. She is co-owner of Answering Advantage here in Memphis, Tennessee. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Let me pull your mic up just a little bit. There we go.
All right.
Tell us about Answering Advantage.
Answering Advantage is a 24/7 call center and answering service. And we're open 365 days a year. We never close, so other businesses can. And just take care of their after-hours communication or even during business hours, communications with customers and potential customers for all kinds of businesses.
365.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we run a 24/7 business, but, you know, we do sleep. but 365, which is basically 24/7, 365.
Exactly.
That's more. And how do you handle that?
Well, I think one thing is we're fortunate to have some great staff and some great management.
You have good employees.
I have good employees.
And you knew that was important from the beginning, didn't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got two great supervisors that help us out. And
how long have they been with you?
Gosh. One supervisor's been with us almost 8 years.
Which your company's 9 years old, so that's almost since the beginning.
Absolutely. Another supervisor's been with us for almost five.
Wow.
So
when you hired these people, how much care did you go into finding them? Did you know that when you hired them that you were hiring them for that job, or did they grow into these jobs?
They grew into the position.
Wow.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so as they came along, you started seeing the potential in them.
Absolutely.
And you started developing them, training them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. They just kind of, both of them really kind of just stepped into the role once it became available.
Now, your business is a family business.
It is a family business.
It's an answering service, right?
And call center.
And call center.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what the difference.
The difference is answering service is your traditional after hours, answering for physicians,
right.
HVAC, electricians,
right.
Things like that. Call center is when there are other applications involved, such as being web enabled, being able to access somebody's website,
right.
Scheduling appointments in real time online. So call center is when other services are involved, not only just the answering of the call, but also making a decision about how to handle that call.
A little bit of a personal assistant kind of thing?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, we had Cheryl Anderson on earlier, Better Than a Butler.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be one of her vendors.
I could be.
Because she does that kind of work, but she doesn't answer the phone.
Absolutely.
And so she might call you and say, "Here's I have a customer for you. Let's work together on this."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you work with folks like that. So you're a full service answering company,
mm-hmm.
but also a family business.
Right.
How's that working out?
It's working out real well.
It is.
As long
as your husband's. As soon as he learned to say yes, ma'am, things got better. Right.
Huh? Well, actually, I give him all the credit. I always say it was.
Right.
Actually, it works out real well because we do different jobs. He's the numbers guy. He's the finance. Across the hall from one another.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Was this your first experience as a small business owner?
This is my first experience.
What do you think?
I like it. I like it.
What had you done before?
I am a speech pathologist by training and left a rehab hospital in an administrative level prior to joining my husband.
Just totally different.
Totally different.
World, yeah.
Yeah. But, I like it. I mean, it's never a dull moment. I mean, there's a challenge out there all the time and another opportunity. But I like the flexibility. It gives me the flexibility for having time with my family, with my two kids. And
so it actually is working out what
mm-hmm.
you hoped would happen. You've got young children.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is working out like that.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So it actually can work. I mean, people hear about it, but they hear about these things, or they dream, you know, I'd like to be able to spend more time with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it can work.
Absolutely.
But it's not easy, is it?
It's not easy.
Where are the challenges?
Well, challenges can be employees sometimes. It's I think when people apply for the job, they think, oh, I'm just going to answer the phone and
right.
take a message.
Right.
And, you know, you have to be multitasking. You know, while you're taking somebody's
right.
name and number, you're also reading the instructions for that particular account, or you're entering in the credit card number or different
mm-hmm.
things like that. So,
and you need employees to take ownership, don't you?
You do.
How do you make them? How do you get make that happen?
I don't know. I just try to, lead by example, give them motivational quotes, you know, all kinds of different things like that. Pats on the back. I think that's real important.
Those attaboys are good.
Absolutely. In our business,
catch people doing something right.
Absolutely. I always say that. That's what I tell my two supervisors. Catch
mm-hmm.
them doing something good, because in our business, you hear much more about the negative than you do about the positive.
When you answer people's your customer's phone perfectly for 2 years, you never get a thank you.
Right.
But when you mess up one time, they're all over you, right?
You got it exactly
it's all
right.
Customers, you know, that's the thing that we have to remind ourselves. It's mm-hmm. all about them, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, they get to be spoiled little brats.
Absolutely.
As customers, don't they?
Well,
because we love them like we love our little spoiled little brats at home, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's kind of hard, I think, because we're removed. They don't see us all the time.
Right.
I'm not like the dry cleaner.
You're a voice on the other end of the phone.
I'm a voice on the other end of the phone. And, you know, after we've processed thousands and thousands
mm-hmm.
of calls, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You get that one mistake, and that's what you hear
oh,
about.
Oh, boy, here it comes. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come with our new friend Susan Mueller, the co-owner, along with her husband. And they're still married.
We're still married.
Amazingly, after 9 years of the Answering Advantage here in Memphis, Tennessee, beautiful downtown Memphis, Tennessee. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Memphis, Tennessee. Stay with us.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Welcome back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And if you should happen to hear some noise in the background, another voice in the background or whatever, that's from the room next door. The meeting's already started. And there's the applause. That's not for me, folks. That'll come later. I'm going to be doing a keynote for this group in just a little bit, right after I go off the air. And then I'm going to do a two-hour breakout session on the Small Business Survival Course. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to sharing some ideas with these folks and finding out what's going on here in Memphis for small businesses. But we still got a little more work to do. We're talking with Susan Mueller. She is co-founder, along with her husband, of Answering Advantage. Give us that website, Susan.
www.answeringadvantage.com.
And you can have customers all over the place, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Not just in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
They could be in Spokane.
Right.
Or they could be in Bangor or Cape Cod or San Francisco, wherever, right?
Mm-hmm. I've got them coast to coast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Olive Branch, right?
Or Olive Branch. Holly Springs.
Holly Springs. Yeah, that's another one. These are little nearby towns, folks, which aren't so little anymore, are they?
They're not so little.
Susan Mueller and I are talking about her business. Now, I'm looking at your card here, Susan, and it says 2004 Award of Excellence winner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, we participated in a mystery caller program, and it's put on by the Association of Teleservices International.
Your national group.
National Trade
mm-hmm.
Group Association, and gave them all the account information so they could, different people could portray callers
mm-hmm.
in actual situations. And we got scored on professionalism, courteous, accuracy, did we verify numbers.
Wow.
And, yeah. Yeah, so that's
2004
really,
Award of Excellence winner.
Mm-hmm,
what do you, besides getting to put that on your card, what do you get with that?
Well, you get the recognition.
Yeah.
You get to say that you won the award.
And how have you been able to convert that into benefit with your new prospects?
I think it's really helped. I think that, number one, if you're going to put yourself out there and say, okay, I think I'm good enough to participate in this program,
right.
I think that gives you some credibility.
You took a risk, didn't you?
I did take a risk.
But so in other words, you were able to to join or to be tested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't think you had your cornflakes together, you could have fallen flat, right?
Right, absolutely. And actually, we our first time to do it was in 2003, and we did not get it by like 1/100th of a percent of a point.
It's like the Olympics. Huh?
It is. It is. 0.00000. But no, in 2004 we got it, and that's all thanks to our great agents and operators that we have in the call center.
Thanks to your employees.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to I mean, I'm glad to hear you say that. That's an important way to manage, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I said it's all about the customers, but in terms of execution, it's all about your staff, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you and your husband are just two people. Mm-hmm. How many employees you got?
I've got about 15, 16 full-time and part-time employees.
You couldn't get the award of excellence without them, could you?
Exactly.
How do you communicate that to them?
Communicate the award of excellence?
How do you communicate that attitude about it's because of you, you're being a stakeholder in this company, you being an owner, you know, this is how our company grows and is stronger, and how do you communicate that to your employees? Do you talk to them about these things?
Sure, absolutely.
What does that sound like?
Well, the first thing that we do in terms of the ATSI Award of Excellence is their performance review is based on the same scoring criteria. So I listen to calls. We take all of our calls for quality assurance purposes and training.
So that little recording that comes on, somebody actually does listen to those things?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance, right?
Actually, Tennessee's in one-party state.
So okay.
But then I think it's an ongoing thing. And we talked earlier about, you know, the attaboys. You have to pat them on the back when they do something good. And when I'm in the call center and I hear them doing something good, I try to let them know as soon as I can. Sometimes I don't do it as often as I should.
What do you do when you have an employee that just isn't cutting it? How do you deal with that?
Well, I give them the opportunity to turn things around.
To redeem themselves.
Mm-hmm. Sit down with them, talk with them, saying, these are our expectations. You know, this is how you're performing. You know, how do you feel? I mean, could we do something different here to help you perform better? Something like that.
Don't assume that it's not something that you're not doing.
Exactly.
And make sure that they know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
And just set out the expectations again, give them a time frame,
mm-hmm.
you know, to try to work on things,
mm-hmm.
Become a better employee. And unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But it's not because they're not a good person. Maybe it's just not a good fit with what they're doing.
That's exactly
right. They need to be doing something else.
Exactly.
And you help them do that
mm-hmm.
by saying, have a good life. Right? What do you do?
Well, you'd have to let people go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sometimes you do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a process that you have to go through, right?
Exactly.
Susan, give us the website again.
www.answeringadvantage.com.
Answeringadvantage.com. You can work with customers all over the world.
All over the world.
They can check you out there on the website.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for being here. I'm looking forward to spending time with you guys today.
Good. We're very glad to have you, Jim.
Thanks. You. Susan Miller, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour, I'm sorry to say, but I've got fun things to do. I'm going to be talking to lots and lots of small business owners the rest of the day. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Memphis, Tennessee, with the Small Business Chamber of Commerce. And I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back to regular, not normal, but regular. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.